Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Marcus. How may I help you?
Marcus, my name is Rick Kelly in Columbia, South Carolina. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Fine. I'm trying to help my wife balance her checkbook, and there's a charge for $39.99 to your business or the phone number that's listed on our bank statement. Can you help me in any way? What I can tell you is the charge was placed on November the 3rd for $39.99. Can you tell me what products you serve or what service you provide? Or
if you provide your zip code, I can work toward pulling that account up for you.
Sure, 29493.
29493?
Yeah, that's Williams, South Carolina.
Okay, thank you for that. And you're in the name?
It's in the name of Barry Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y.
Okay, thank you for that. And can you verify the address again?
It's 154 Duncan Drive, Williams, South Carolina, P.O. Box 5.
Okay, thank you for that. One second while the account is loaded.
Okay, Marcus, thank you.
Okay, sir. So, how may I help you today?
I'm just trying to find out what the charge was for.
So, it looks like at the very beginning of September, there was a purchase for a kitchen. Let me see what that was. So, there was an offer. I can look at, let me look at the details of it. So there was a sweepstakes that was entered into early September, and it, for $7.95, and as a part of that entry into that sweepstakes for $7.95, there were additional terms associated with it. Those terms basically stated that you would be entering in, not only entering into the sweepstakes, you would also be a member of a certain direct savings store, and monthly that you would be billed, and those entries would go toward the opportunity to win the kitchen set. And so that's basically where those charges come from. So at the very beginning, when that initial charge that took place, there was basically your agreement that you would be charged those additional fees for that membership.
Okay. My guess is, Marcus, and I could be wrong, she's going to tell me she knows nothing about this.
Okay.
And my guess is I would believe her. How do we try to do some verification? Do I need to do it through my bank? Do y'all do it? What?
Well, I'm, you know, I just carry out the customer service aspect of it. Whatever you decide to do, based off of what you present to me is, I just have to follow protocol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I she's not sitting here next to me, so I can't ask her. She had no idea what this $39.99 was. Mm-hmm. And I know her, we get, sweepstake opportunities all the time. And unfortunately, we just throw them in the trash can. We don't mess with that. So I'm not sure that she's ever done anything knowingly to enter a sweepstakes or anything like that.
So if you think it's something in alignment with fraud, I could send you over to the escalations department and they could get that, investigation started on your behalf.
Yeah. Well, I mean, before I jump off the cliff here, I better ask her for sure that she doesn't remember anything after I got a little more clarity to it.
Yes, sir.
But she doesn't. So, Marcus, thank you for your help here.
Not a problem. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Have a good Thanksgiving, bud. Take care. Bye.
Likewise. Is there anything else I could assist you with, sir?